Thank you and good morning. The 11th hour of the 11th day of the 11th month, and the guns fell silent on the Western Front in 1918, ending the First World War. November 11th has been celebrated as Veterans Day since, and today across the county, memorial services and events will be held to honor those who have served and who are currently serving in the military. The city of Eureka has unveiled banners that will hang from light poles along the boardwalk. The banners honor those local men and women currently serving in the military, and the project was sponsored by Humboldt Masonic Lodge 79. They will be formally unveiled at a ceremony this morning. Admission to the Sequoia Park Zoo is free today in honor of veterans and courtesy of Suddenlink Communications. The focus will be on a rescued bald eagle on display in the aviary. And Humboldt State University has held a series of events this week that includes a barbecue for vets and their families at the Great Hall on campus today. The Office of Veterans Enrollment will also unveil a display of military culture in the Siemens Library tomorrow. Humboldt County Superior Court Judge Anthony Cisna has issued a no-bail warrant for 25-year-old Eddie Cook Jr., a key witness in the double murder trial of Jason Anthony Warren. Cook Jr. had testified briefly on Tuesday before the court took a short recess, and during that recess, Cook fled the courthouse and could not be found. Law enforcement is actively searching for Cook, and anyone with information is asked to contact authorities. The sheriff's office received a call on Monday morning from the sister of Hoopa resident Floyd Jones Jr., and she reported that her 44-year-old brother had gone for a walk the previous day and had not returned home. About an hour after the original call, another call was received by the sheriff's office reporting that a man had been found dead near his pickup truck parked along Slate Creek Road. The coroner's office responded and confirmed the body as that of Jones. An autopsy has been scheduled for later this week to determine a cause of death. Foul play is not considered a factor. The California Highway Patrol is investigating a collision between a wrong-way driver and a second vehicle near the intersection of Highway 101 and Highway 36 on Monday night. The CHP reports that just after 8:30 p.m., 87-year-old Lucerne resident Albert Coulter sideswiped a car driven by a 19-year-old Fortuna woman. Coulter was traveling northbound in the southbound lanes when he hit the second car and then collided with a concrete center divider. Coulter suffered major injuries in the crash and was taken to Redwood Memorial Hospital for treatment. The second driver was uninjured. Residents of Fortuna should be reminded that the Public Works Department, along with police and fire, will conduct a chemical spill training session this afternoon from 2 until 3:30. The drill will take place at the water treatment facility on Dinsmore Drive, and traffic could be impacted and stopped at the intersection of 12th and Dinsmore. Businesses along Dinsmore Drive will not be affected. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. Residents who live near or own property near the river bar along the Eel River in Ferndale have requested that county officials, including the sheriff's office, take action regarding increased recreational activity along the bar. Property owners, residents, and dairymen have called for action to curb the noise and shooting that take place on the bar, as well as the riding of motorcycles and ATVs and the pollution and trash left behind. Sheriff Mike Downey spoke to the Board of Supervisors about the issue, and he said the problems have grown over the past decade.
It has become more and more of a problem. You know, you cannot compare what's going on in the river bar now to, say, 10 years ago when it was somewhat under control. I mean, now we have a lot of people going down there every weekend or sometimes during the week and shooting, and they're abusing that privilege by not cleaning up their mess, by being very excessive about it.
Downey also pointed out another component that has rattled nerves and increased tensions, the use of Tannerite, an explosive compound used by shooters.
But that has really exacerbated the whole issue because this is a loud component. People have talked about, gee, our house feels like it got rocked off the foundation by this explosion. And dairymen have complained about, especially out in that Eel River Valley area, about their cows being frightened by the explosion, and people have actually lost livestock because of it.
Local residents have asked county officials to craft an ordinance that would curb activity on the bar to protect cattle, homes, and property. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.